Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to the very first edition in 2021 of Mix and Match Week. On the last drop, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Fresh off of craft beer week, too. Didn't feel like it, but you know.
No, not really.
Cody's like, I'm drinking some shit. You know, hold on now. Mm. That motherfucker did what now? He did what now? I got to tell you, Cody. So I saw the FBI. I finally know what it's like to be a Karen, Cody.
Do you?
Oh my God, dude. I know now, Cody. I got to admit, I love it too. Look at the goosebumps. Look at them goosebumps, Cody.
Oh, the goosebumps are back. Been a while.
So the FBI, Cody.
Yeah, remember that.
They said they need assistance locating motherfuckers or whatever and shit. Now, first of all, I was like, what the fuck you need assistance for? You got the internet. You can find it. Look at this motherfucker face right here. This face right here. So I took it upon myself as a citizen of this country. I was going to say great country, but, you know, not so great. hey, wait a minute. What'd you say? Anyway, I'm hype, people. I just had some breakfast. That shit was delicious, okay? And my Karen mode is activating. I got a new nickname now for 2021.
Oh, shit. Talking Karen right here.
With two K's, baby. Shit. Hey, throw another K in there, and what you get? Shit, KKK, baby. So the FBI said, if you got any information on how to find these people that invaded the Capitol, Cody, let us know. They put their little phone number there. Shit, I got on that phone, Cody. I was snitching like a motherfucker. I was like, hey, wait a minute. So you need some help? Okay, well, let me just look this up for you. They hung up on my ass. They got tired of me calling, Cody. Shit, I had to keep calling. I got to tell you, Cody, it feel good snitching on white people. I got like holy shit. I know why they do it now, Cody. They get a thrill off this shit. And look at this shit. Look at this hair on my arm right now.
You got live people. It's like some static electricity. Man. Just forming over his fucking elbow, forearm section right there. Just see it.
I love it. I'm excited.
You look like Electro and shit.
Oh, man, with the lips and everything. Shit, got that gap and everything, too. Yeah. Man, I mean, it got fixed, though, through the electric current.
Yeah, that's how that works.
That's how electricity works. It fixes teeth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stick your teeth through electrical currents, people, and it'll fix them right away. Fuck a Invisalign.
Fuck going on, Dennis.
Yes.
Get bit by some radioactive electricity. Boom. Good to
Bam.
Go.
You good to go, whatever. Go, I'm babe. On the by this point, I didn't call so much, Cody. They know my initials now. They like, is this JB again? I go, how'd you know? Yes. Yes. So I caught another motherfucker. I just saw a video. I'm watching MSNBC right now, whatever. Hey, I forward it to you. What's your email address, whatever? FBI.gov at .gov.com? What is it?
As soon as they catch y'all, you try to make other calls to Jay Remy. then you start to slip it back into your JB persona. Yeah, I saw this one motherfucker. Oh, there he goes again. God damn it. Now, sir, we told you.
Hi, who is this? This is the Cavalon King of Cali. Yes, I just wanted to talk to you real quick. Whatever. I'm sorry, the what, sir? I said the Cavalon King of Cali. Yeah, I just keep calling back different names and shit like mm-hmm. that. It's amazing, whatever. The last one, when I just used the old one, I was like, this is the phenomenal one, whatever. They just hung up on it. They said, we're not having this shit. I was like, all right. Well. But it feels good, Cody. You just be like, you just get on the internet, you call that number, and you just start snitching. Be like, look, I got one right there. Look at them. And then here's my other Karen part too, Cody. I've been going to the jails to visit some of these people that's been caught to make fun of them. It's fucking hilarious, Cody. Like, it's the best. You got to try this Karen shit, Cody. It's amazing. It'll change your life, dude. It provides great entertainment for you.
All right, I'm taking note of that.
Oh, yeah. You go to this jail cell and you just request for any one of them. It don't matter which one, whatever. I always want the Viking helmet, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want that motherfucker. So I requested him. I requested him, Cody, because I said to him, that's exactly what I said to him, too. So I get on that phone, Cody, I'm on that phone and them goosebumps get to going. You know, I'm on that phone with him and we looking at each other and he just says, "Do I know you?" And I said, "You do now, bitch, because I'm about to visit you every fucking week now." I even took the mask. I said, "Fuck the mask. I want you to see my whole face, man."
He started doing dumb shit like Jim Carrey, the cable guy. Put his fucking duffel up. The glass.
I did that like twice, actually, whatever. Yeah. I even whipped my dick out of him and said, "You better get used to this. That's all you going to see, brother. That's all you going to." I said, "They're going to rape the shit out of your little QAnon ass, whatever and shit. Your asshole is going to look like a Q by the time they're done with you." Hey, and then when I let, well, every time I leave too, I always say, "God bless America." Oh man, that motherfucker was bitching about not getting the proper food. I only eat organic food. I haven't ate since Friday. I said they should have let his ass die.
Dude violates government property, complains about the service in jail. Wow.
I gotta tell you, people. Wow. Once again, if this wasn't America and you ended up in some other country's jail cell, they'd have looked at you if that with that request and been like, "I got a dick you could eat, then. How about that?"
Yeah. And or just waterboard you right then and there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably, then they would have strapped you up by your hands and they would have fucked you. Yeah. They would have straight up, they would have just fucked the shit out of you. And then they'd asked you, "Clean yourself up now, bitch. You hungry still?" Like, shit. Shit. They would have gave him organic cock meat sandwiches.
Oh, you want organic meat, huh?
Oh,
okay.
Here, no bread, all lettuce.
There you go. Nice Vienna sausage for your ass.
Yeah, exactly, bitch. Oh, my God, Cody, you got to try this. All my fellow brothers and sisters out there, black people, I mean, you got to try this Karenism. It's fun. It's exciting. I got to tell you, I never had so much fun in my whole life, whatever. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. We never going to get reparations. They're never going to treat us equal. You might as well get some fun and laughter out of this shit because it's fucking hilarious.
Hey, it's something.
Yeah. I got a lot of laughter out of it so far as whatever shit. Next time I'm going to show him my asshole and be like, "This is what a normal asshole look like." Mm-hmm. Yours ain't going to look like that no more. It's done. Like, I think they banned my visitation rights though now at this point. Oh, you know, whatever though. It's multiple prisons. You know, he'll know about it because he'll probably transfer his ass from prison to prison because all the rape he's gonna
try to get away from you.
Yeah,
no, you're tracking his ass down every fucking prison.
Shit, I want to get some alone time, Cody. You know,
yeah. Tell me this motherfucker found me at Rikers too.
Yeah, I risk COVID for that shit too, Cody. Yeah, hey, this is worth it. This is worth to get COVID for. If I gotta die this way, then hey, at least I know I got my revenge. I mean, my civic duty as an American.
Yes.
As one famous black man once said, "They lucky all we want is equality, not revenge." I hate to tell you this. Speak for yourself, Negro. I want some revenge.
Venga.
And the shit is hilarious. I don't get any organic food, Cody.
I got three kids to feed.
You know, because they gave him that organic food. You know, them inmates in there are sharpening them shanks up hardcore now. They like, "Yeah, this motherfucker getting now, huh?" People probably like, "You a sick JB. You wishing for injury to this man? He's a racist QAnon conspirator. Why the fuck would I give a fuck about his life?" Shit, fuck him.
Well, first of all, that motherfucker.
Yeah, for fuck real. That dude. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't give a fuck about you or us. Why don't I give a fuck about him?
I give a fuck about him. Shit, hey, shit. Just like many of our brothers and sisters, hey, it's time for you to fucking pay the crime. They've arrested 100 of these motherfuckers, too. That's a fucking hilarious. I gotta tell you, I'm so happy. Yeah. I love the one dude who was the one with the podium smiling and shit. Mm-hmm. I have three kids and a wife. I'm just a simple family man. It's like,
I'm bringing my little mini violin and play for your dumb ass. Jesus Christ. Cry me a goddamn river.
I guess he didn't think it was in his family's best interest if he stayed his ass home, man. Huh?
I know. Yeah, he probably should have thought, "Man, maybe I shouldn't raid government property."
Maybe I shouldn't put my
family safe.
Maybe I should
mental health in check.
I shouldn't put my
own mental health.
Yeah. I shouldn't put myself in danger when I got a kid, hey, you know?
Put my wife and kids through anguish because daddy not home.
So they had one guy, he was in full combat suit, right? He shows up with weapons and stuff, right? And the interview asked him, they was like, why are you here? And he was just like, I'm tired of people always committing violence towards Trump supporters and stuff. I just had to laugh right there. I just thought that was hilarious. I was like, violence towards Trump supporters. Okay. So, Cody, I love how I think the news was fucking with him because they described him as stay-at-home father of three kids. Basically means he ain't got no job. That's basically what that means. He got a lot of free time on his fucking hands. He ain't got no job. And he'd rather be here. So he shows up with all these weapons and stuff in his military suit because he said he's there to protect the Trump supporters from violence, just in case violence happens to him. So I was like, wait a minute, hold on. He's a single father, stay-at-home dad of three kids. And this genius thought it was a great idea. I should put myself in harm's way as to providing for my kids.
Yeah.
And they want us to feel sympathy for them.
Yes.
You've got to be a stupid motherfucker then.
Oh, yes.
if I had three kids and was an only parent, I don't give a damn how strongly I felt about anything in life. You don't have a life no more. Your life is nothing but just taking care of them three kids until they get old enough and grow up and stuff like that. Like, if you don't give a fuck about that, then holy shit. I think we got to have another conversation in this country. Who's fit to be parents these days?
Yes. That's a great question.
Clearly, it ain't this dude. Because he's willing to die on a lie for some people he ain't ever even met.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, his kids, who they gave the ages to, Cody, they ain't even up to 10 years old yet. I was just like, wow, so you cool with them being in foster?
Wow.
Shit like that? Okay. All right. Yeah, cool.
Down for the cause, I guess.
Let's just say that something did happen to this man. Like, he died or something like that. So is he cool dying knowing his kids in foster homes and shit like that? Like, I guess. I don't know. You know, that's interesting.
Willing to sacrifice for some narrow-minded bigot. Wow, that's
okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if I had kids, I don't even think I would do some shit like that for liquor. You know, you got to change your responsibilities up a little bit, Cody. You know,
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Just you got to switch some things up there, or whatever. Not his dumb ass though. So I think that should be the next conversation we have. Them all them people, because you got to wonder, like, how many of those people did have kids now that was just at home?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Great question. So
they put up a no-fly list on some of these people. Did you see some of these videos of these people crying at the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's pity parties all around.
Oh, suck it in, people. This is probably the only laugh you're going to get this whole year. This shit was hilarious. This one dude, he threw a temperature. He threw his bag. Mm-hmm. He said, they want to label me a terrorist. And
well, yeah, dumbass.
I'm just trying to
raid government property. He's like, I got like the definition of terrorist.
And he was like, I just want to get on a plane and go home to see my family.
See? Once again, comes back to the main point. They didn't think this shit through.
So,
dumb motherfuckers.
He sounded like Dennis Rodman.
Go home.
Colder.
Why you remind me of that goddamn video? That was so bad.
That was embarrassing for black people.
Yeah,
and
he set his back like 325 years of that shit.
I mean, I don't even know what pronoun you'd give him, but yeah, I feel bad for all of them. That's what all these people that was getting arrested at these airports sounded like. I just want to go home. Don't see my family. It is so funny that they just thought, we're going to destroy some government shit and we're going to get on a plane and just go chilling.
In an age where we live with surveillance pretty much everywhere 24/7 with fucking cameras in your hand, not to mention motherfuckers taking selfies themselves with no mask on. So it's like,
the problem is, Cody, is they don't think what they did was a crime. They thought that they were fighting for patriotism, Cody.
Yeah.
Oof. stupidity. This is why.
Came back to bite him in the ass, didn't it?
This is why you got to defund them police to raise education. I keep saying it, and I'll keep saying, got to increase that education mark, because holy shit.
Yeah. See, even then, it might not even be effective. Probably not going to be willing to learn anything.
They're going
to
look at that book cover and be like, what? I gotta read this. Hold on.
What? You want me to do what now?
And some of those people, we need to look back at the educational system when they graduated and be like, damn, was it really that bad back then? Holy shit, dude. Another thing about defunding the police, too. Funny problem here is they're saying that some of those cops was on the inside job and shit.
Is that really surprising?
Shit, they were opening gates up and walking them downstairs. I didn't need no investigation to tell me that shit. I saw it on fucking camera and shit. So, you know, I just find it hilarious, Cody, that all these, you know, Blue Lives Matter and all this shit that's like, it's pretty much the opposite of a BLM march and shit like that. Mm-hmm. All of it is just happening at once. And it's like, I hate to tell you this, America. Black America tried to tell you this. We like marched and protest for months trying to tell you this shit was going to happen. And sure enough, it's happening. It didn't even take that long, Cody, for this to happen either.
Nope.
So thank you, Donald Trump, for proving, one, that we were right, and number two, that you're just a stupid motherfucker. Although he's getting on TV talking about, did you see this shit? He got on TV and said, political people have researched and analyzed my comments I made on that day, and they said it was perfect.
Who? I want receipts.
He just said a lot of smart people and political people.
That's very broad, very generic statement right there.
He said a lot of people, he said even including the media, he said have analyzed his words and said that it was perfect. Those are his words, Cody. Those are his words. And then he walked off.
I'm telling you, man, this dude really lives in his own fucking world. His own little fantasy. Oh my God. If that wasn't apparent before, damn sure apparent now. Or never. God damn. He really had the gall to say, yeah,
my speech was perfect. The analysts, they analyzed it, each minute detail, and they said it was grade A. Score 10 on every single card.
Oh, so you did watch it. Oh, man. He didn't give up. And people, they still defended him. I was just like, damn, dude. Like, this cult is hard. This QAnon cult. Oh, man. Talk about the conspiracy to lead all conspiracies, Cody. It's amazing, though. But anyway, though, that's JB's laugh of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta find something to laugh at because COVID's still ramping up and it's getting even worse.
Ramp it up. Yeah, see, it's funny. It's still, literally, the vaccines are here, but it's getting like it all got worse now, which I guess we should have expected that.
Yeah, because I was telling Cody before we started recording, I keep telling people, it's like, man, I'm seeing clubs opening and shit. And they looking at me going, like, ain't no clubs. I was just like, where the fuck are these people partying at then? Like, this is a building. It's like, shit, people are partying nonstop, dude. I was like, come on, man. Get out of here with that. I saw, people just don't give a fuck. Like, I guess they just said, if I got to die, I might as well go out. Or like, that's the thing, though. It's not even so much the death that scares me about it. It's more in the sense of passionate to people that might die from it. That's one thing. It's the lingering effects of the shit. That shit stays in your lungs or whatever. And it's like, you know, I like drinking. I don't want anything that can cause my health to stop the drinking. Not for a very long time, Cody. Or this really will be the last drop. I just watch you drinking like, maybe just a minute. Maybe just a sip, right, Cody? It won't kill me, right? Die right on air and shit.
Maybe you there? Maybe? Right?
Be like, oh, we must have lost connection. I'll just continue on. Cody, a week later, oh, my God, he died? Oh, shit. I didn't know
that. That's why he never hung up that Zoom call. Damn.
It's still going. Shit, I just figured he wanted to do a week-long recording or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that's ramp it up there. We got the inauguration coming up. We had the insurgent, the impeachment inauguration. Now that's coming now.
Three days from this recording.
Yeah, and they amped up security like a motherfucker, Cody.
Or they have to.
They are at every state capitol. I forgot how many National Guard members there were. I was like, Jesus Christ. I guess COVID cases gonna go up again then, huh? I was like, man, because we just seeing a rise in this shit. Biden is in there, and good for him. He's saying everything that he sounds really boring as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I watch him and just go like, yeah, sound like some typical president shit right there. It's really good. I gotta tell you, it's really nice to have that. The one thing I keep hearing though on these Republican side is this is not a time for impeachment, Cody. It's a time for unity.
Yeah, unity. Wow.
You can suck my dick with your unity. Okay. They're gonna impeach his ass. He's gonna be trialed. And them motherfuckers that was out there, they gonna get arrested. That's unity for me, all right? Yeah, because I don't know if you can tell, I'm gleeful being Karen right now. That shit's hilarious. Shit, I snitched on somebody I didn't even see the other day. I saw a white dude selling water by the Capitol. I was like, you need to shoot him. They were like, JB, can you just stop calling, please? Just stop it. I was just like, all right. I know you. I didn't know how you knew it was me. I use a different voice this time. That all happened in politics. Now, one thing I want to get into now here, Cody, before we get into some drinking, got to get into the world of sports, Cody. Woo, man.
Let's talk sports. A lot happened this week.
I know you don't want to talk about sports.
Well, yeah, let's talk about it. Well, one team, maybe. The other team, we can just brush it under the rug.
Brush that shit right down there.
Yeah, Janae yesterday was telling me, she was like, now you can make fun of Cody. I was like, why would I do that? I was rooting for them. Shit. I was all mad with shit. Fucking up my picks now. Shit. She was actually rooting for the other team. She was like, yeah, get. I was like, you and Cody never even talk. Why do you care so much?
Cowboys. This is Cowboys. They got the worst fan base in history. They're all a bunch of assholes.
I was like looking at her, and she was just gleeful as shit that your team was losing and shit. And I was just like,
that's the Cowboy fan way.
They really are assholes, huh? Yes.
Scumbags.
Like, she was sitting there, and she kept coming to me, too. She's like, they're Cowboys. And I was just like, I ain't that invested into this goddamn game anyway. So I was like, holy shit, now. You She made it seem like the Cowboys was playing y'all though. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, you know they made it farther than you, right? She was like, She was like,
We actually made it to the playoffs and won at playoff game. Yes.
Well, I feel like you guys beat your team that you needed to beat, which was the Titans. Got your revenge. I guess next year you got to get your revenge on this team. Shit, I don't know what our team need to do. That's a list. Right? That's a list, okay?
I've been trying to get Deshaun Watson. He wants out of Houston. I've been trying to grab his ass.
I know. We could use him or whatever shit. I think Santa's got a top 10 list of what the Niners need to do to get their shit together. Because holy fuck, dude. I mean, if it wasn't some COVID shit with some medical shit. I mean, I think we played with fans from the stands at the last game. We had shit.
Probably.
Coach was picking people saying, hey, you look, you got a nice shoulder. Come here. Meanwhile, I was a chicken shit. She had like a missing elbow and shit like that. Whatever. He's like, I got a nice shoulder. Oh, hey, that desperate, huh? So the Ravens ended up losing, if anybody knows. Lost getting into Bills. Football here. Lost them Bills. My, goddamn, what do you call that? My team that I picked to be the underdog. I forgot what I call it now. My underdog team, if you will. I didn't think they was going to make it this far, Cody. I got to say. I did not think they was going to. They had a nice squad when we first made these predictions or whatever and stuff, but I didn't think they was going to make it this far. I was like, they'll make it to the first round of the playoffs, and that's about it going there. But God damn it, look at them now. Fighting in the AFC championship now.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I think the Bills are going to take that championship, and it's going to be the Bills versus the Saints, Cody.
Oh.
In the Kansas City game on right now?
Yeah. If they're not, it's coming on soon.
I think it might be.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah, because KC going to beat the Browns, obviously.
Yeah, that's easy.
Ooh, Bills, that's going to be a good game. I don't know. I'm still picking KC.
You picking KC?
Yeah, I'm picking the repeat, actually. I'm picking KC to repeat.
I think that game is on right now, Cody.
Yeah, I think it'll be – KC, Saints, Chiefs versus Saints.
Yeah, we're in a second quarter, Cody. 16-3, KC's leading.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah, so second quarter, less than 2 minutes left to go. By the time we end this show, the game will pretty much be over, and Kansas City will be going there. So you think Kansas City's going to beat the Saints now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Maybe Kansas City or Saints, New Orleans, and back-to-back shit for Patrick Mahomes and the boys.
Your homeboy?
Yeah, my homeboy.
Yeah, your homeboy. All right, well, fuck that nigga. He ain't going nowhere. He gonna lose. Shit, a cheap motherfucker.
Boy, I forgot. Yeah, you got some. You got that beef with Patrick Mahomes.
It ain't just beef, Cody. Shit, this is you want any beef? this is your breakfast burrito beef, Cody. This goes beyond beef, sir. Shit, this is like Joker Harley Quinn beef right here, Cody. You know what I'm saying?
That Joker Harley Quinn comic beef.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that is. So, we getting close. I didn't think we was going to make that original date of Super Bowl time, whatever. It looked like we going to go ahead and hit that.
Yeah, they made it. Definitely had some hiccups along the way, but they made it.
Yeah, they made it. basketball news.
Basketball, yeah. Very interesting, huh?
They wouldn't shut the fuck up about this. I didn't give a fuck because most people probably like, I bet you and Cody was talking about. No, I ain't talking about it at all because I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, yeah, I don't mean shit. One of them must have been Kanye West. I ain't shit. He can find and everything. So I don't even think he's gonna make it to the season, Cody. So
motherfucker be going on Zoom meetings. He used to be at games and shit at his sister's birthday party.
And he looked bored as shit on his Zoom meeting too.
You know what his excuse was to not play? But at least for the initial first game, I just didn't want to play. Didn't text nobody. Didn't call nobody.
Cody, he's already shown he don't respect the coaches. Man. He pretty much told Nash. We don't need no coaches here.
Yeah. Like, back in September.
Yeah,
that's like first got hired.
First of all, what is up with this
privilege? What the fuck are you, Kyrie?
Like, thank you. Like, what is up with this privilege shit?
Are you? Yeah, you got your chip. But motherfucker, you were playing with LeBron.
Thank you.
Let's not get it twisted.
You played LeBron.
You were Robin on that goddamn team.
You got a nice little squad here. Now, granted, it ain't enough to beat the Lakers because who's going to beat the Lakers? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and then they trade away all the goddamn depth to get home. So they got those three, and then they got, it's Joe Harris. He's good. But that's it. You got, like, zero bitch, zero depth. That gets you somewhere in the East, but you ain't winning a chip. That's just facts.
So if you didn't know the news, Harden went to Brooklyn. Rockets traded him off because I think that was just best for the Rockets to do. They was like, we got to get rid of this.
But they had to because Harden, he'd be in a bitch.
Yeah, he's this motherfucker. Crying. Motherfucker. How many shots did he miss in that last game? I think he only had 14.
Oh, however many games he played for Houston this season, he was lackluster. I think he was under 20 points each of those games.
Yeah, he was under 20 points. Or like he missed like 20 shots in the last game. So I was just like, oh, no, hell no. We got to get rid of this motherfucker now. He owes us some money. You know, we known to go in the playoffs. We don't make it.
Okay, that's cool. If you want to lead, but be a professional about the shit.
Especially because, do you see his paycheck?
Yeah. And like Houston, they're trying to accommodate him all these years. They did everything for
them. They bent over backwards for this motherfucker, whatever and shit. Yeah. Like, this ain't no regular office job, people, where you just ain't, I don't want to be there no more, and I'm making my 9-to-5-hour paycheck, whatever.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, this dude was one of the top three highest paid NBA players, if not second.
He was AD when he was in New Orleans. AD got zero help. Yeah. They got Boogie Cousins that one season, but that was about it.
Shit, is James Harden the second highest NBA player? Shit, I'm trying to think now. Shit.
Shit, probably.
He probably fucking is, whatever, because he's made when that politics his ass off and is screwing Houston over and shit. So, yeah, he's got to be. I'm going to go ahead and just say it. He's probably number two, people, as far as because he ain't going to be LeBron. He just can't beat that big. I'm sorry. But, he's probably number two and shit as far as getting paycheck. Dude, suck that shit up and be like, look, my contract ends here. I'm going to play my ass off because they paying me a shitload of money. You know what I'm saying? So they paying me a shit ton. Matter of fact, they've done everything I've asked them to do, too. Everything I've asked them to do, they've done it. Let's just play these out, wait till my contract end, move on. I don't understand this shit, dude. You talked about this, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever, with NBA players. the fucking privilege on some of these dudes, it's like, dude, I mean... I understand that you ain't going into business for yourself, but it's like you're making millions of fucking dollars, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you fucking balling, man. Shit, just give me half of that. I'd be happy in the motherfucker. You can stick me in the worst fucker. Even put me in the Knicks. I'd be like, I'd be smiling my ass off. Even if I miss a shot, I'd be like, oh, shit, that ain't even go in.
Wait, how much I'm making right now? Okay.
Shit, that'd be like the happiest NBA player ever. And you see me in the background. And you give me in the interviews, whatever, and be like, we've heard rumors, your contracts, you're making like $3 million a contract here. And I'd be like, oh, no, I'm only making $300,000. Somebody add those extra threes or whatever, zero. And you're happy with this? I'm ecstatic. I got to tell you, I'm very fucking ecstatic, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I was broke as fuck before. I don't know. Shit, you could pay me $50,000, I'd have been happy. Shit. Yeah. You mean I ain't got to do shit? I travel and I play ball all day? Mm-hmm. I ain't even got to make shit. You saw I missed 25 points this game right here. So, shit, we lost. I'm ecstatic. Now, let me go get chewed out by my coach. It was good talking.
Hey.
They trade my ass so much, they'd be like, take this, Negro, please. I'd be on the bench, the happiest motherfucker. Mm-hmm. This shit right there, man. That boy good.
Boy got talent.
Yeah. I do everybody else's interviews for them and shit like that. Or whatever. So you're like, let me step in, LeBron. You tired, man. Go rest them kneecaps, baby. Hey, anyway, so LeBron hit 50 points, whatever shit. I didn't do shit this whole game. I was on the bench the whole time. But that's okay, though, because we almost won. But whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That JB guy, he always has energy, doesn't he?
Yeah, ecstatic, yeah. Be the number one guy, never gets injured, always. So I don't do shit get injured. I go in there, I miss three threes, and then I just sit my ass right back on the bench, and that's it. Coach said, I'm special. He loves me. And then you got James Harden, who's been getting paid shit. Double the amount what he was even worth, honestly. This dude shows up fat as fuck, don't give a shit. Dude, all you gotta do is fucking train and you play a game a week, Cody. One game a week, if that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And all you gotta do is show up and play. And he bitching about that. So they got him. So now everybody, all the talk of the week has been just Brooklyn Nets, Brooklyn Nets, the Brooklyn Nets. First of all, let me tell you about the Brooklyn Nets. They were so goddamn pathetic and sad that they used to be in Jersey. That should already tell you that, right?
Jersey Nets?
Yeah. They're a bunch of pussies over there. They still are. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what they can do. Whatever. But then you got Kyrie over here. I think he got fined. What was it now for attending that party?
Close to $1 million. It was like $848,000, something like that.
Because he moping and shit. And I hear all these other sports announcers, they talking about, like, we don't know what he's going through. Who gives a fuck what he's going through? Like, who gives?
Yeah, he ain't that serious. He partying with his sister. He on Zoom calls and shit, so
yeah, for like, fine. What was it for, like, a city representative and shit like that? Or I was
some
like,
shit like that.
I was like, dude, what the fuck you got to be in a Zoom call? What the fuck?
What it was most random shit.
Yeah, he was sitting there moping. He was just like,
yeah, he was like,
like, he wouldn't. His eyes was looking like somewhere, like somebody was like, it's almost like he was watching the game in the background. He probably like, yeah, we lost again. Like, I don't understand what the fuck. Mr. Shannon says on Undisputed, that motherfucker wants to be Kanye West, okay? Got all his money, everybody been hyping him up. Now all of a sudden he just think he top shit. He shows up when he has to, Cody. He bees there when he got to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You get your ass in. You got a contract, bitch. You need to play.
A contract? Yes.
Play, bitch. Okay.
What's the fucking play? You healthy, you playing. And you know who says that all the goddamn time? Guess who says all the goddamn time? LeBron fucking James. Says that every fucking time. If I'm healthy, I'm playing.
Goddamn right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Goddamn right. Let me tell you this too right now. Shit, you get me a contract with that kind of money, shit, I'll show up. I'm there.
Hell yeah.
I'm a day. Yeah. You know, they're gonna be like, how long you been here? I'd be like, oh, just a day. They've been practicing.
Sure.
I ain't got shit else to do. Shit. I don't know what James, but all he does is go to strip clubs anyway. Shit.
Strip clubs. In Houston, if you're not going to Houston, you take a private jet to Vegas and go to strip clubs out there.
Nigga, just buy your own strip club and shit.
Sure, yes.
You know, I guess they never hear about that. Huh? Yeah. Probably does, huh? Probably fucking does. I mean, Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up and play, dude. Like, I don't understand it. So he got his whiny ass over there. Now, apparently, They're the East. I hope they do make it. I hope they do make it so we can fucking end this.
Oh, Lakers tap that ass. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that.
Just want
to, Lakers is six, by the way.
Just want to tap that there. Fucking ass really hard. You know, I just want to just like a hardened strip club. Just, you know? I want LeBron to just do that shit all day. Stop KD. Kyrie ain't never going to show up to another game anyways. I ain't worried about him. Shit. You imagine, you better watch. They might trade his ass. He keeps acting up like this. He'd be like, yo.
I think that's why the guy James Harden's insurance policy. You know, Kyrie, he's the most unreliable motherfucker right now in the NBA. So.
And Nash is a nice dude. Because I got to tell you, if that motherfucker would have told that shit to me as a coach, I'd have looked at him and been like, how we get rid of this nigga? You get rid of his ass like right now. I don't give a fuck who we get. Shit, you can give me the shittiest players where he got to go. Mm-hmm. Fuck him. Shit.
He literally was a Greg Popovich coaching his ass. Greg Popovich would have had that shit.
Woo! Oh, man. He'd have put a boot up his ass.
He would have tore into that ass.
He would have took them Gatorade cunt. He would have smacked him upside the fucking head. And he would have did it on camera and looked at him like, you know, I dare you to do something, motherfuckers. And get your black ass on that fucking court. But fucking play like your life depends. He would have held that contract like he was Viola Davis in Suicide Squad with that heart and shit and be like, I'm gonna snap the fuck out this contract, motherfucker. This is your... this is your soul. I have it. I own it, bitch. Now get your black ass out there and go play.
Shit. It's sis's birthday party, man. What the fuck? What the fuck? Jesus.
NBA players, these goddamn man. NBA players. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And you know what's sad about it, too, is they got so many talented dudes not in the NBA that would love
to take his spot.
They would love to take his spot. And it's a very competitive field to get into, Cody. You know this. It's competitive as fuck, whatever and shit. And without that, I would say sometimes without that, like, high school that, like, was just a dominating team or that college accolades to play or whatever and shit, you just never got a chance to make it unless you just followed this one routine and shit. You don't hear these stories about, like, oh, I caught this dude on the street playing one time and I just picked him up and played in the NBA. It don't work that way. It don't work that way at all. I mean, if it did, I can't remember the last time I heard that story. LeBron was in the streets of fucking Cleveland, and the white dude just said, "Man, you know how to ball really good. I mean, come join our team, real quick."
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, come join our team. Yeah, okay, so yeah. Another exciting news, though. It's getting real quick. So here's some sports. UFC, man, they had a Fight Island. I seriously want to go to Fight Island. I just want to go to Fight. They had crowds in the stands too, so I guess Abu Dhabi is doing better, if you will. As far I never knew about they COVID
shit. Yeah, I never really followed their numbers.
I don't know what they cases or numbers were. I just know before
they're probably fine. I never heard shit about
them, so. On a fucking private island. So, so and everybody that was flying there was just in that one vicinity of the island or whatever. So and they were testing like crazy in UFC. So Max Holloway had this fucking amazing fight yesterday, and it was fucking incredible. Oh, probably fight of the year, if you ask me. We'll see when we get there at range, whatever. But Max Holloway fought Calvin Kattar, I believe his name is. That Kattar is a tough motherfucker. He took those blows and elbows, and woo, it was just a damn good fight. I was like, what a way to start the year off in sports here. We got Kyrie West, and now we got got a good UFC card here. So it's really golden right here. So I was very happy in sports. Per se, not as happy as my sister though. Apparently, with football, so.
Goddamn troll.
She really fucking is. Troll. I think she probably listens to this show, going like, "I just want to hear him just oozing.
Want to hear your disgust, motherfucker. Yeah, your disdain.
Just tell me how much you just. I just want to piss him off. I told you, people just hate you, Cody. They just.
Yeah.
They just don't like you.
Fine.
I mean, it must have been your Bad Bunny remark. I think my sister do like Bad Bunny too.
Oh yeah.
I think I've heard her say that name. Like,
Lord.
Yeah, but she like a lot of shitty ass music. So shit. How do you think I find out most of some of these songs? Sometimes I watch her listen. Jesus Christ, if she listens to us. God damn, dude! Like, she will not stop singing that fucking that Megan Stallion song. Yada yada yada.
Oh yeah, her yeah. That, Jesus, that shit is whoo.
please put a bullet in my head right now. Oh my God, Cody.
But you don't forget how bad Bang Street Music is until you listen to it again after a while.
Yeah, like, I guess so. Because, like, you know, with streaming services and you get to pick the music you want, you don't listen to radio and shit. So yeah, I never heard this song before.
Yeah, exactly.
And I heard her blasting it one time, and then I keep hearing her since Thanksgiving now, just singing that shit now. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
oh. Yeah. Like, my only exposure to that shit, like, sometimes, like, people's Instagram stories, they have, like, some terrible fucking music playing in the background, or they're attached to their stories. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It's, like, really bad. Really bad, Cody. It's, apparently, she's claiming to be, like, the best female rapper. I was like, ooh, not singing that shit. Ooh. Oh, you sound terrible as fuck. Bad.
That's the bar? That's where the bar is at right now? Jesus Christ.
Oof. Yada 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 yada. Oh god. That shit is. Hey,
man. I heard the studio write that shit. Yada 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 yada. Yada. Hold on, let me add one more yada yada.
This shit gold. Hold on. This is a number one record right here. Hey.
Jesus. I'm sure it is.
Jesus fucking Christ, Cody. Just fucking kill me already. This shitty ass hip hop. Yeah. But it is Mix and Match Week. It is Martin Luther King weekend, baby.
Mixing and Maxing.
It's Killer King weekend, Maxing, Cody.
Maxing. Killer King.
Killer King weekend. It's I have a don't kill me dream, you know? Yeah. So, Cody, what beer did you bring today that you wish to not kill you?
Oh.
You remember, because last year we called this I Have a Dream episode. I'm going to call this one I Don't Want to Die episode.
Yes. Please don't shoot me.
Please don't take me to Killer King. Please.
Yeah.
My mother, one of her friends caught COVID and they had to go to that hospital, right? I just said, oh my God.
Oh, Lord. Well, sayonara.
Sure enough, Cody, that her friend didn't make it out of the house. And I just said, I looked at my mom and said, what the fuck was you expecting? She was like, boy, stop it. Everybody died in that everybody hospital. I was like, no. You don't do it.
No. Every hospital works like that.
That one, no.
That one has a 100% death rate.
I said, what was the time frame that she walked up in? It was like 20 minutes. I said, as soon as they probably wheeled that cart into that hospital, she probably dropped dead right there. Just, yeah.
As soon as those doors up, you see the Grim Reaper just chilling there.
Oh, shit, man. I don't even drive by that hospital no more. I'm just scared that something might happen and they take me in that motherfucker or something.
Yeah, like, I think that house of it. It's just like, you just know. It's like, nah, stay away from that motherfucker.
My brother and sister went to the high school across the street from it, King Drew Magnet High and shit. So I used to go down there to pick them up occasionally. And I would just, like, sit in the parking lot and I would just stare across the street looking at that motherfucker like, and you see that one gate where the wind was blowing it back and forth and shit, and you just sitting there going like, where the fuck these kids at, man? Come on, buddy. Get me the fuck away from this hospital right now. I'll start sweating and shit like I was fucking Key and Peele from that skit one time, whatever. Just looking and shit, just like, just terrified. As soon as my door opened, I'm hollering and shit. Only enough, it's just my sister, and I was just like, oh, God. What are you? I saw a box there, sir. Firestone?
Yeah. I got the Firestone, Firestone
Offer,
24th anniversary here on deck. It disappeared for a second.
It just vanished. Oh, shit, it's vanishing.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Okay, I see it now. I see you found out how to work that Zoom.
I got my fucking
now.
Hand in front of it. Yeah. So this is, this is always their blended barrel-aged ale. This is the 2020 vintage, obviously. Let's see here. Here's the bottle here, if you can see.
That was my brother's favorite beer until he converted to Islam.
I know.
Or whatever.
We got the little slip right here to see what the mixture is. You know, they got the specific blend.
I always love those Firestone anniversary bottles.
Rolls.
Man. How much was that? Like 17?
No. It was 16. 16? 15.
15? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So in the blend, it is 28% velvet merkin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
It's a barrel aged milk stout. Mm. 26% sticky monkey, which is a quad aged bourbon barrels. 60% parabola, which is their barrel aged imperial stout. 60% smoked Imperial Walker's Reserve, aged in bourbon barrels. 11% Bravo, which is their Imperial Brown Ale, aged in bourbon barrels. And this is different. 4% Tequila Barrel El Dorado, which is a blonde barley wine aged in tequila barrels.
They've been using a lot of mix. They've been using a barley wine, a lot of mix for alcohol.
Oh, they always use a lot of barley. It's usually barley wine stuff.
Yeah. They've been using that shit a lot now, especially with the tequila. Right now, I think even out of whiskey and beer, I think tequila is the most popular liquor right now.
I think so.
I think tequila is just booming. You saw it last year kind of hitting the scene a little bit. I forgot the one, but it was that bottle, the white and blue one that came. I think that's that shit's expensive too. I looked at it, I was like, holy shit, that's some expensive ass tequila. Might have to start doing tequila on this show or something like that in a little bit, you know?
Maybe.
Because it's like booming as fuck right now. But yeah, the tequila, man, all I see is the liquor stores that usually do like whiskey and beer and shit. Nonstop tequila, dude. All new different kinds of bottles. These bottles are gorgeous as fuck too, people. And they're all brown tequila too. I love brown tequila. So might have to start getting on this tequila craze real quick, whatever, and tasting it because I guess you can't go there now. Maybe you can. I don't know. But if you want to get introduced into tequila people, like high-end tequila, really good stuff, not that cheap shit you see at the liquor store. I'm talking like that good shit. Man, go to this place called Javier's. There's one in Century City and there's one in...
Oh, yeah. Javier,
And there's one in Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I'm almost certain that Newport Beach one is open. That's Orange County, so it's probably open.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the Central City one is open, so
I doubt it.
Yeah, so but I bet that Newport Beach one is open. But check that place out. I would say get a tequila flight. Get the most expensive one on there too. Try some brown ones. I'll get that white shit with it. Get the brown ones. I went there for a Christmas party with some my homegirl at her company, and she invited me there. Everything was free, so I wanted all the high-end tequila, Cody. You know, that shit was fucking delicious, dude. They bring you in these nice-ass long-stem glasses. I thought I was drinking whiskey. I'm looking at it going like, man, it looked like whiskey and shit, whatever. So it was like this one dark brown. I don't even know what it was. I just told the guy, I don't really drink tequila. I drink a lot of whiskey. You don't really have too much good whiskey here. I was like, surprise me with some good, really good tequila. He's like, I'll bring you our best shit we have here. He said, I don't even remember what he said it was, whatever. That shit blew my fucking mind. I was just like, holy shit, this is really good. I bet it cost a lot of fucking money, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think tequila might be more expensive than whiskey in some aspects, too, people.
Yeah. If not more expensive, probably around the same range, but yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I would even say the process of making it probably is a little bit harder than whiskey and beer, too. I mean, now I see these motherfuckers in them fields cutting them a guy. So I was like, I ain't cutting shit. Nah.
Man.
I want to be in a climate change warehouse just barreling pouring shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't being no sun. Fuck that. Nah. So, yeah. Maybe you'll see some tequila come to this show soon.
That'd be cool. Switch it up a little bit. That'd be kind of fun.
Maybe we'll replace the bar reviews with like a, hey, did you get any tequila this week, Cody, or whatever and shit. We'll do a mix and match tequila show.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah, because I know we were going to do like a celebrity tequila thing.
Mm-hmm. Which we were, huh?
Yeah,
that's right.
Which I guess we still could do whatever and shit. The first one I need to try is that Michael Jordan one. I got to get that Michael Jordan one. Got to try that MJ. I got to see if MJ, man, because, you know, he dwells in that alcohol, baby. So, like, I want to see, like, you know, hey.
Yeah, he's like a man that knows his alcohol.
Yeah. Your three pointers on point. Your shoes are on point. Let's find out if your liquor on point then, baby. Mm-hmm. Your tears is on point too. It tastes delicious.
Oh shit!
Coke though, by the way, can we get a sponsor?
Codo
tequila. I'm saying. Yeah, and I only want the shit I can't afford neither.
Yeah,
which is like that one that's like fucking.
Yeah, I want the exclusive shit.
Like $20,000 one that I can't find.
Yeah, give me that one.
Yeah, give me that one. The fuck is buying these bottles, by the way, Cody?
$20,000 for a goddamn bottle of alcohol. That's no. No.
I just want to know. Shit. I think I showed you that one Yamazaki 55. It was like 800, 900,000. It's like, who's buying these bottles, Cody?
Oh.
I mean, even if I was balling, had that James Harden money.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Like, I still want to buy that shit.
I don't think I could buy that. Like, $20,000. No. Like,
there's no way this shit could be that goddamn good.
My cutoff limit, if I was balling like that James Harden money, my cutoff would still be like, I ain't spending no more than $5,000.
Yeah, and I don't even think whiskey, it hits its peak like around 25 years. So it's like, at that point, it's like, what's the point?
Age unless, past it's a, that. Unless it's a scotch and you get the 32-year-olds and stuff like that. But yeah. It's like, it don't even cost that much. So it didn't cost that much. So yeah. Oh, man. Because even as a fan of a Suntory and Japanese whiskey, even if I was balling, as much as I'd love to have that 55-year-old, I don't want to spend no $1 million on that.
No.
That shit have to be like a tax write off, like a hit. Like I get that million.
Oh yeah,
like I get that $1 million back.
Oh
like.
Yeah.
Although I would take my money though if I was balling like that, I'd probably buy a brewery out and a distillery.
Oh yeah, sure. That's what I would do.
I would try to like buy like Stone or something like that. Someone that's already popular and made. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to do no work, Cody. I want them to already be making money.
Sounds good option.
I need to buy out Stone and then I'd buy Stone. If I can't buy it, I'll partner up or whatever and shit. But yeah, that'd be my investment.
Buy Stone, Buffalo Trace, some shit like that.
Yeah. I don't think Buffalo Trace would sell that shit. And plus, if they did, oof. Oh my God. I would buy out. I'd buy out Sierra Nevada.
That's an idea.
Yeah, they sales look like they're decent.
Yeah, they always sell.
Yeah, they in grocery stores and
people
shit
like that.
Yeah, that'd be my investment buys. Though, I'm trying to think of what distillery that would be cheap enough to buy or whatever.
Cheap
that,
enough, shit.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I put that lightly, I guess. I guess I was gonna say Jim Beam, but I was like, shit, Asians just bought that out with Suntory. So I was like, that shit probably doubled now. Actually, yeah, it did double. So, yeah, it did double. So, what's a popular? I can't think of one right now. But Cody, you sipping on some Firestone Anniversary?
Yeah. Well, you tell the people what you got. I forgot my bottle opener, so I'm gonna grab that real quick. So let people know what you're sipping on. I will be right back.
Okay, people. So I did Willett Distillery Family this week, or on Whiskey Week. I did the Willett 6-year-old rye. So I'm just keeping it simple, this mix and match right here. And I got the Willett. Oh, I've had this thing sitting in this glass for like 20, what time is it? 1:40. Oh, yeah, I've had it sitting in there for 30 minutes now. So I got the Willett Family Estate 4-year-old rye. I got it sitting in the glass here, and I'm just going to go ahead and sniff this bad boy.
All right.
Oh, it smells so good. Funny you should say that. I just bought a new bottle opener for my keychain and shit.
That's what I got right here.
Well, it was a multi-tool, but I was like, I got to have that bottle opener on hand, baby. I ain't going nowhere, but you never know.
Sorry, wait, were you sipping on right there, sir? I missed that.
I was telling people that on Whiskey Week, I did the Willett 6-year-old rye. 6-year,
yep.
Mm-hmm. So this week, I brought out for Mix and Match, I brought out the Willett 4-year-old rye.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah, I've had it sitting in this glass now since 5 minutes before we started.
Gotcha.
I had it sealed up with this little cap on top.
Okay. Here,
and whipped that up.
Let it open up a little bit. Ooh. Nice, nice.
Man, that smells good. That shit is heavily caramel. God.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can find that one, people. That 4-year-old.
Yeah, that 4-year-old. Which is funny because the retail. And I know people thinking like, this is supposed to be the I Have a Dream bottle. Well, yeah, technically, this is an I Have a Dream bottle because I always wanted this bottle, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find it for the longest, the 4-year-olds. It was funny. It's a crazy story about the 4-year-olds. I think I told this on the Whiskey Week or whatever. So the 4-year-olds was on everybody's shelves. You could find them everywhere. I kept passing them up. I was like, I don't want those. I don't want them. They were $50. That was the retail price for them. $50. I don't want that. Then they vanished. I guess Willie got popular at the time, whatever and shit. They were off the shelves for like a year at least. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, hell no. I was like, God damn it. Shit. I knew I should have just got the damn bottle. So now they're starting to make a comeback. It kind of started like a little bit last summer where you see them on the shelves a little bit more than usual. But Total Wine, they used to have them boxes of the shit. Now you might find like maybe 3 of them on the shelf, whatever and shit. But now the price has even gone up too. Some places are about like $79. I seen some for $69. So you're not going to get it for that $49 price tag anymore, I guess.
Of course.
I guess that's just how whiskey works. So
yep.
For me, so as soon as they came back, I bought like 3 of them. I bought them at the $65 when I saw them, whatever. I just bought 3 of them. I saw them at Total Wine. I was just like, I'm just going to buy all 3 of them. Fuck them, whatever. So yeah, and all of them were at different ABVs too. I got one over there that's like at 122 proof. This one's at 112. like the musicians that did Peaches and Cream.
Right.
Yeah. Peaches and Cream. Remember when R&B was just like fucking nasty, like the nastiest shit. Like,
I remember when it was good.
Yeah, yeah, back when around that time. Yeah. like as a kid, you didn't know what they were talking about, but then you grew up and you played that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah, Peaches and Cream, yeah, that sound good. Nasty, you grew up, you look at the lyrics, so they're talking about like, oh.
And then you see the video, the peaches fall in slow motion.
Yeah.
And the crazy is like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dipping in the cream and shit, like, oh, Jesus.
You remember that Neo song, Sexy Love?
Yeah.
That song is nasty as fuck.
Like, I gotta listen back to that song. I listened to it a while.
I heard it the other day. Yeah. This shit's as fucking insane. This motherfucker talking about he erupting like a volcano when you touch
him. Oh, shit.
I was like, God damn. Like, some nasty shit.
Damn.
We should have an episode one day. We're gonna look back at some of the R&B songs you thought was really good. You was like, oh man, I love this shit. You literally, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? Yeah. That episode will come one day. Don't you worry. We're going to play a lot of R&B. I mean, it wasn't obvious like Kia, My Neck and My Back, you know?
No. That had more subtlety. That's like the Tyler Perry of music right there.
I knew exactly what she wanted.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she wants her pussy ate out. Yeah, she's letting you know too. She's even giving you tips on what you should do and how you should do it. So I followed those tips, Cody, and they work out pretty well. I ain't gonna lie. No bullshit. I gotta get nasty with y'all for a second. The first time I ever ate somebody else, she even asked, "You've done this shit before?" And I was like, "Nah, bullshit, no shit." I listened to that Kia song. She gave me instructions. Okay.
Well, fuck, that song be so fucking educational.
Yeah, and it worked out well.
Oh, wow.
She did not believe. She was like, "There's no way this is your first time doing it." I was just like, "Why would I lie about that?" I swear to God. I was like, "I'm impressed that you impressed." I was like, "God damn, Kia knew what she was talking about. Shit, work your neck and back out there. Need to be most songs like that, you know, just lay it on out." And, you know, the songs that got a little too provocative, like Whisper Song and shit, they pretty much tell you, "I'm going to put my dick in your ear." She's like, "Whoa." Whoa, slow down out there, Tiger.
Slow down there, sir.
Just tell me you want to erupt like in a volcano when you get touched. That's all. Neo was talking about like the hairs on the back of his head, stuff. So when you rub on his head and shit, like, I was like, "Dog, you're a hairy motherfucker." I was like, "What
the fuck?" I don't have any hair on his head. I was like, "Boss."
Go back and listen to that song, Corey. Just listen to the lyrics and be like, "Oh, hell no." You thought he was making some dance song, Cody, just to hang out and party with.
Yeah, like, party. I'm talking about ripping like a volcano. Like, whoa.
Off of one touch. Off one touch. I was like, God damn. So you a second man is what you're telling me.
Yeah. American pie shit.
So, this is my I Have a Dream bottle, if you will, whatever and stuff. Man, I miss having those Firestone Walker beers, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I had to buy it. It's been a while since I had them, so I was like, yeah, let me scoop these up real quick.
Those were my, didn't we do the 2019,
2018? Yeah, that was like one of the first recordings we did.
Yeah, that was one of those first recordings.
Yeah.
There's this one store I told you about in Whittier. I fucking hate that store, though. They used to do for the Christmas sales, they would have, like, you buy one of those Firestone.
Oh, yeah, I know that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, and they would have the other one for, like, 25 cent or something like that. Buy one, get one 29. I was like, that's dope as shit. That's where I was getting all my Firestone water at the time, but because I love those anniversaries. I mean, the presentation of it, it's got this little script in there, like you Thor or some shit, you know what I mean?
There's not one bad bottle of anniversary beer. There's some you obviously like more than others, but there's not one bad bad punch in there.
Because I think we liked the 2019 more than the 2018, or was it?
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't remember, but I remember opposite. The 2018.
I think we did.
Yeah, but I think we liked the other one. It's not that we hated it. We was like, this one just fucking blows that one. It was like, holy shit. But that was just the progress of how much it improved. And you said that one is a 24th anniversary. What is that, a 2020 then?
Yeah, 24. Yep, 24. 2020 edition. Yep.
So I'm curious to see if that holds up with the other two that we've had before then, Cody. I don't even want you to sip that motherfucker. I want to hear it right off. I want a first initial reaction, Cody. Sip it and tell us. I got to know, Cody. The people want to know.
Oh, that's bomb.
Oh, ooh. Shit. I knew it.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm. A lot going on in there.
Mm.
I'm getting...
It's already blowing your expectations. Look at that shit.
Yeah, a ton of chocolate. Almost like a brown sugar note there. A little caramel.
Mmm.
That's like a burnt sugar quality too, kind of.
Is it matching definitely the nose?
Vanilla. Yeah, pretty much for the most part. It's much better than nose, I can tell you that. Nose is good, but damn, flavor. Holy shit.
That nose is probably bland as fuck then, I take it.
It's not bland. It doesn't do anything to excite the senses.
Oh man.
I would say.
So on that scripture you read, which of the notes are you getting the most right about now?
Let me look at that again. I'm definitely getting a lot of chocolate. I'm getting some of that tequila on the back end.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila, the El Dorado.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? You getting that agave?
A little bit, yeah. It's on the back. It's mostly that burn. It's like a residual burn in the back of the tongue. Yeah. Honestly, as far as like the actual beers go, because it's mostly barley wine and stout in here.
Yeah.
It's like a nice little blend between those two. Mm. Obviously, you're not getting it's like one brown ale in here, but everything else is just barley wine and stout.
You probably got a lot of them scriptures, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, there's actually one porter in here too. Sorry, there's another porter in here. So yeah, so I'm getting that residual burn. It's picking up. Holy shit!
How many of those Firestone scriptures you got in your house?
Oh shit. I got all the Elder Scrolls, my friend.
Motherfucker, I've been talking about like, yo, you need some paper? Okay, so
I got all the Elder Scrolls.
I want to see Cody in like some old ass outfit and shit, rolling that motherfucker down, and be like, I now pronounce thee a Firestone. We'll read to you the Ten Commandments of Firestone Anniversary.
Man, yeah, if you're a bourbon drinker, which is what I'm becoming more and more each and every day now since I'm picking my bourbon game up, whiskey game up in general. Yeah, you're going to love this. Yeah, JB, you would love this, my friend. This is a great beer right here.
Yeah, Firestone is top-notch on the bourbon. The last year didn't have bourbon barrels, did it?
No, it did. Every year.
I don't know why I don't think it didn't. I remember had the milk stout in there.
Yeah, it was aged bourbon barrels.
Yeah, I'm blanking on something of what was... Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't last year we had it. That's why.
Well, yeah, it was 2018. The
year before that or whatever had it. So, but yeah, I just remember it being really fucking good. I don't even remember what the taste notes on it, to be honest.
Man, thing I love about this too, it's not alcoholic in the flavor, but that residual heat, kind of that little warming effect. It's real nice on the finish.
Very, I enjoy that. Very friendly, sippable.
Yes. Yes, it's not too in your face, but you know it's packing a lot of flavor, nice amount of bitterness to it, not too over bitter. All the flavors in here are balanced. Man, this is a great beer. I'm gonna give this a last drop.
Yeah,
that's great beer. I love this. That's great beer.
Speaking of heat, this finish on this pour right here is really kicking up right now. It's got like this. This finish got like a toasted grain on this motherfucker. And it's like, I feel that shit right in the back of my throat right there. It is really well done. Like for a 4-year-old rye too. This is one thing I don't drink too much rye. So I'm not a big fan of them. I don't think they taste that great, to be honest. Not a lot of characteristics. These Willets though, man, those Willets, that was one of the first ryes I had. And I was just like, yeah, that's unique to me. That right there has multiple flavors.
Ooh, that tequila on the back end of this. I love that.
Oh, you meant tequila.
That's so unique. Tequila. That's so unique. I love that.
Especially because now they're doing a lot of tequila, bourbon, barrel mixes and shit like that.
Right.
So tequila is just like a whole another level of game. Mm. Man, I might have to become the godfather of tequila this year. You know?
Yeah, it's something like this. Get your toes in it a little bit.
Yeah, put Cody as the godfather of vodka. You know, we'll just...
Okay, let's not go too far.
Why not? What do you mean?
I'd rather do gin.
Gin is phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not so dig a gin. I'm saying I would rather do that.
Yeah, gin tastes is so florally heavenly. I was like, yeah, that, that shit tastes like heaven, to be honest. Like it just smells like a spring rose garden. You just like, I don't understand how you can hate gin, to be honest. When you sniff that motherfucker, it's like
that's one of those drinks that just makes you want to just go outside or for like a drive or some shit.
Yeah, it's just like you just sit there and just go like, man, damn. It is like gin is like that perfect. Because before we did the show or whatever, I always had gin mixed with something. It just took it. Oh, it's a regular alcohol drink. I never had it on its own. But having it on its own, when we did, especially that one we had, the Roku gin, which, by the way, I recommend everybody goes out and buy.
That was delicious.
I don't remember even the price on it, but it's definitely cheap. I think it's under $50 or whatever. I could sniff that bottle all day long. Like, it just, like Cody said, it just makes you want to be outside. You just sipping it in. It's almost like you're in some like old school. You remember that movie Pleasantville? Where it's all black and white and shit. Sitting on the porch, neighbors walking by, you waving at him. And you'd be like, yeah, what's he drinking right there? He's happy as shit. Like, gin is just a pleasant conversational drink. I would even put it over whiskey, beer, and everything else too, because it's just like the outside pour. I wonder what it goes with barbecue. Get some nice hot links on the grill real quick. Be outside, sip on some gin.
It probably would, because it's a huge contrast. The whole, because light and airy and barbecue, you know, it's meaty, dark, roasty.
You think it would bring out the smoke more in the barbecue?
Probably would.
Man.
Probably. Try that.
Yeah. We'll see, people. We might do some gin and tequila this year.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of, as we said earlier, celebrities came out with their own gin, and then a lot of tequila is getting popular or whatever. So there might be some switches.
Yeah, we'll probably do that.
I will probably start buying some tequila, especially some brown ones. I'm going to try my fave. Plus, I bet they'd make some bomb-ass margaritas, too. So.
Oh, you already know.
Oh, God, as good as a margarita.
How that Willie treating you there? So.
That Willie is treating me really nice. I ain't lying. The more I drink this, the more I want to drink more.
I want to have a good whiskey.
Hey, I want to like pour some more and just drink that shit. You know?
Yeah, that was me last night when I was sipping that Colonel Taylor, man. That shit's fucking good.
And that's the cheap one. Yeah. Imagine the high end shit. Oh Lord. Me and Yoon had the high end shit. We had we had some barrel proof. I had the 18-year-old marriage. And that.
Oh, you had that?
Oh yeah,
the marriage, man.
Yeah, uh-huh. But I want the bottle though. Sipping it and having a bottle is two different things. You know what I'm saying? Because I always have people tell me, when I always hit people up, be like, yo, where'd you get that bottle? And, oh, it's the last one, bro. Can't you? They be like, but I'll send you a pour of it. And I go like, I don't want that pour. I want the bottle, baby. Shit, I have people that send me pours all the time. I just go like, no offense, but I just want the bottle. I got to have the bottle. Because I know as soon as I open that pour and I shrink that shit, I'm going to be like,
damn, I want more.
Yeah, I want more of this. Nah,
I want some more.
Yeah, so I, as much as I love the poorest people, I kind of hate them at the same time too, because it's like, damn, this is for a bottle I'll probably never own. That barrel proof though.
That's where it's at.
Oh man, oh man, that's the barrel proof of all whiskeys right there. Oh, that Colonel, that goddamn Buffalo Trace, those motherfuckers, shit.
Buffalo Trace know that shit.
Yeah, that's
Buffalo
why they
Trace shit. And MGP.
Oh. Oh man, on that palate, there's like this citrusness. It's like an orange zest with cherries or something like that. It just rolls too. It just tastes really fucking good. Which is crazy because if you compare this to the 6-year-old, which I still remember the taste of that. That was another thing about that 6-year-old, why I love the rise of the Willet so much is they stick with you. Like, they just, like, you just remember them throughout the weeks and stuff. I still have taste of that 6-year-old, even though I was drinking something the other day as well, too. But this one, man, I damn near almost killed that 6-year-old, actually. But this one is just so good. This is, like, the perfect everyday pour of this. Like, now, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is what I talk, when I get into, like, talking shit about whiskey distilleries and companies or whatever, I always talk shit about them. Like, Cavalon, I'll talk shit about them. Shit, they say they have distillery bottles, but I'm like, $90 ain't no fucking distillery bottle. Shit, $90, that's getting the high end era territory now. We're getting almost $100. So this bottle, a retail, $50. And this tastes like this, that's fucking phenomenal right there. Now, this is how you get people into introducing your higher end stuff. I always talk about whiskeys like mainly like bourbons or whatever that have these high end, lower end bottles. Because of the stores, obviously. but the prices on them is like, so that bottle is supposed to get me into spending more money to like the higher end stuff. I think the Willet does that perfectly. They keep this at a, even though now you can find it for $79, it's still between that $50 to $70 range. So it's still a good, decent price for that. And this makes you go like, damn, do I really want to spend $200 now on the Willet 5 year old and then $300 for the 6 year old or whatever, if you can find them. And you go like, shit, if it tastes this great, then yeah, I want to try those other ones. So that's what I love about Willet right there. And plus, it was the only distillery I was ever able to score at in Kentucky. So they're all right by my book. Fucking nose is itching like a motherfucker now. I think that's the COVID kicking in. Oh. Oh, man. This rye proof is just like noticeable as shit, too. Like, somehow, it does like this perfect balance of hitting all these characteristical notes and yet still keeping its proof balance as well. Excuse me. That's exactly what I was waiting for. God damn, I just wanted that one sneeze. That one sneeze I needed. Oh, man, but. Thought another one was coming. I love this toastedness to it, though. Oh, there we go. Excuse me. Oh, but on the nose, it's like this burnt toffee smell. Kind of like popcorn in a way.
Interesting.
Caramelized, though. What's that Popcornopolis one? I think it is caramel popcorn, right? Yeah, caramel. Kind of smells like that in a way. But you get none of that in the taste. The caramel is there, but it's so hidden that you can't even really, because the toastiness of it just takes over on the nose there. There's like a, it's like raisins on the palate there as well, too. Like a spicy raisin. It's really good. Oh, I could sip on this all day. This is damn near a perfect pour. But the perfect pour of the Willet family, to me, well, I won't say the family because that bourbon is just fucking phenomenal over the rise. But that Willet 6 year old, that was last drop material. This one, I think I would go like 3.5.
Damn close.
I would knock it down. It's not a last drop for me because that 6 year old, I think, just bursts with more characteristic flavors. Whereas this one, it's very minimal. And the most you taste on that is you get that citrus, that raisin, and that toast. All good flavors, by the way. But it feels like it's missing something. And I think that six-year-old is where it came in. It's like, all right, this one's not missing anything. This one right here, though, damn near good pour, though. This is really, it's damn near last drop quality, though. Because I will say, I could probably drink this all fucking day. But I say that about all the Willet family members there. I'll stick with 3.5 though. I'll save my last drops for the Willet 6 there. So this one, it's really sweet on the tip of the tongue too, on the lip part too. This is like really sweet on my lips, but oh, then it goes from sweet and it has that spice, and then it rolls into toast. I like that little combination right there. That's unique. So let's go ahead and cover that back up because I'm going to be sipping on you a little bit later. Man, so yeah, we got a last drop in 3.5 right there.
Man, good pours today. Good fucking pours today.
Kicking the New Year's off. Yeah, because last week you gave that shit a 1.5 and I gave that shit on.
I gave it a 2.
You gave it a 1.5 and the week before that I gave it a fucking. So yeah. We've had two bad weeks already. But yeah, we made it now. Yeah, two bad weeks. Yeah, there you go. Two fucking terrible weeks there. But anyway. Shit, this January is trying to compete with 2020 January. I heard we like 3 deaths last week. I was like, God damn, shit.
Oh, was 3, shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really know any of these people. I was like, oh, but apparently
so I didn't hear about anything.
Yeah. They were pretty high end, if you will. I mean, they still had like, you know, big roles. So Siegfried and Roy died.
Although he was already dead.
Okay. Oh, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Hold on. Siegfried and Roy, illusionist Siegfried Fischberger, famous for his work with exotic cats and their friend Roy. Yeah, Roy. Roy died. I think Siegfried was the dead one already, right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because Siegfried was the one that stuck his fucking head in the tire and got his shit ate up.
I don't know their names. I don't know.
Famous Vegas act people. They were famous when me and Cody were kids. That's when Vegas was like, you can only see these type of shows in Vegas. That was back when, yep. Man, Vegas had like this limelight around it. Like, you want to see a good show, go to Vegas. And they still do.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, I've seen like two amazing shows in Vegas. I saw The Killers there. That stage setup was just fucking gorgeous. I mean, they had like these waterfall flamingo shit coming out. And then I saw the Michael Jackson tribute there, which was fucking awesome as well. They just have a lot of good things out there. But so Siegfried died this past week, and there was two other people. I don't think one was famous. I think the other one was just like, you know, NASA flyer and stuff. But It's trying to compete. It's like, you know, they're not up to the Kobe Bryant level, but we'll give you 10 deaths to equal to his. Oh. All right. So, people, I think we're done now. Because I got to – oof, this is really good. Man, I'm about to go eat one of them biscuits up in there.
Probably that might pair well with that Willie.
I was going to say, I think it might taste great. Put some honey on that, on them biscuits. Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, gotta do some workout tonight now. All that goddamn bread here.
Get that cardio in.
Man, I gotta get on that treadmill now. I go running. Put the little stick on my head with COVID as I run away from it and shit, you know? He's like, except like, you know, I usually have it in the front of you, I have it in the back of me, whatever, and I'm just running away from it. Like, no, COVID, you will not catch me. You will not catch me. Hey, by the way, does South Park plan on coming back or what? Shit.
I thought it was just like a one-off thing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, is that a one-off thing? Because, damn, I really want to watch the South Park. I want to get some new stuff. They got
that was it.
Yeah, they got some new material to go with. Come on now. Yeah. You got to make some laughs here.
That might be what South Park is now. They just do these one-offs like every couple months or so.
Well, the pandemic probably.
No, pandemic don't help either.
Yeah. But I don't think they're just doing those one-offs. So they had a season before that. I hope they're just doing those one-off. Because I know that they, for this one, that they had to work from home to do it. They all couldn't be in the same studio.
Right.
I assume it's a lot harder, which is, what's his name, said, I guess he was the CEO of Project Red for Cyber. I
forgot. Cyberpunk?
Yeah, he came out with his six-minute apology. Or
I haven't watched that shit yet, but
I watched it late last night, and I was just like, that was a shitty. Like, I was like, holy shit. He had this timeline table, Cody, for 2021 and 2022. And I think he said, not until like the second half of the year, you'll see the updates fixed for the game. And I was just like, oof. I said, at that point, nobody gonna give a fuck, dude. I was like, if you really like that game, you probably already played it and passed it. And you talking about towards the end of the year when that shit's gonna be ready, bruh. End of the year, look, we got new consoles. PlayStation and Xbox about to be dropping some fucking hits at the end of the year. So your game gonna be an afterthought. You even pissing people off already. There were some defenders in there though. They were just like, why are everybody so hating on this? They made a game and made some mistakes, but what was so fucked up about it though is because he took blame for it. I'll give him credit for that because he just said, please don't send any hate stuff towards my developers and stuff like that. He was like, this was all on me. I was the one that said release it. Oh, he got hate then. All right. It was like, well, fuck you then for releasing this shit. But yeah, some people like being fanboys defending it and shit be like, the game is still great though. It's just because it has little bugs here and there. I was just like, little bugs here and there. So like the game is unplayable. Okay. But yeah, it's, he said the second half of the year, and it'll be some updates. I think he said the DLC will be free sometimes at the end of the year. Then he said we got some new plans.
That shit better be free.
Hell yeah. And I think he said the updates will be next year as well for some more news on it. I was just like, next year, bro? We just started this year. That game is not online, though.
No, it's not.
I would have more faith in it if it was online to fix it, to be honest, as opposed to not being online. But I guess I feel like that whole game just has to be scratched down, to be honest, and started all over. I think the problem was, too, is maybe they should have just said, fuck those old consoles and just made it for the newer consoles.
That was the problem. They They're trying to hatch the chickens for the eggs hatch. That's a fucking problem.
Because the first wave of that game was it worked for the old consoles. But then when they scrapped the release date, they was like, we're trying to make it more for the newer consoles. And yeah. From playing it, it seems like it's fine on the newer consoles for the most part or whatever.
Yeah, because since they've patched it, what, like 2-3 times now on PS5, it's been smooth for me for the most part. I had probably like one freeze maybe in like the last couple weeks.
So this is the thing where usually with most consoles, new releases, they make one for the, let's just say, the PS4 or the PS3 to the PS4. I noticed with this year, it's, the PS4 games will play on the PS5, the newer. Maybe they shouldn't have done that. Maybe they should have just made this shit strictly PS5, Xbox, new system, or whatever and shit.
In hindsight, yeah. Because clearly, the previous gen can handle this shit.
Oh, clearly.
Without a doubt. No, they ain't. Nah, I saw them. And the real fucked up part is that little demo they put out, I think it was 2018.
Yeah.
Where they showed the snippet that you walk through the city and shit. That wasn't even an actual game.
No.
They made that just look like that. And it said they started development on this back in like 2012 or something like that.
It was like 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, which is a lie. They started making this in 2016.
I heard that shit too. And I was like, yeah. Okay. You guys are very ambitious, so maybe you should just stick with the newer consoles then.
So they were fucking with us from the jump. So yeah, this is bound to be an ugly situation, no matter how you slice it up.
Oh, without a doubt.
It was unfortunate because I actually like the game. It's fun. I'm having a good time with it. It's a good game.
If you're a CEO,
and I get the hate.
If you're a CEO of a company, oh fuck yeah, shit! You spent $60 on this fucking game.
I totally get it. If you have a console that's supposed to be able to hold this, supposed to be able to run this shit, that's what they advertise it as.
Yeah,
they can't run it. Yeah, it's mad as fuck.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. Yeah. Oh hell, I'm mad, dude. Mm-hmm. I this is the one time you'll hear me. I'm with the fans on this one. Fuck that. No, especially because you knew it was shit and you just said release it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh fuck you then, dude. No. Could you imagine if you went to a movie theater and that's gonna be a sight for sore eyes one day. You went to a movie theater and you was watching a movie, and then 40 minutes into the movie, the shit just cuts off and said, "Hope you enjoyed what we had. We didn't get a chance to finish this."
Yeah.
You'd be pissed off, wouldn't you? You'd be like, what the fuck?
You'd be like watching Endgame without all the VFX shots finished.
Imagine watching Endgame and then right when they travel back in time, movie just cuts off. Oh, you'd be pissed. you'd be upset.
Yeah, we got to finish it. Give it to y'all like sometime next year, maybe. We'll let you know.
And then the pandemic happens and you don't get that shit at all. You'd be like, oh, hell no. No. Oh, Marvel would get backlash. Disney and Marvel would get backlash like a motherfucker. So, yeah, CD Red.
These are all the hate.
Yeah.
This whole situation... This is terribly managed.
Especially since more copies were bought on the old systems.
Yeah, which makes sense because everybody has the old systems. The install base is huge. Nobody got a fucking PS5 right now.
Then you know what? Take back what I said then. Maybe they should have just made this for the old consoles then or whatever and then came out later with it for the new consoles.
No, it wasn't ready. It wasn't ready, period.
I thought it was ready. At first, it felt
it works on the newer consoles, but it's not necessarily ready per se. It was supposed to be made for because the next gen versions aren't even out yet.
What I meant was like I thought it was ready previously back in like on its original release date. That's what they made it sound like. But they said that we want to get it ready for the newer systems, and it's just like, well, then why don't you just release it?
That's a shame. No, because that next gen patch update. I think that's coming out till what mid this year or late this year?
They said second late this year.
Oh fuck that! That's
that's what I said. I was like, who the fuck is
that? That's what I was really waiting for, the actual PS5 version to come out.
Nobody's gonna care by fall time this year about this game.
Yeah, we got God of War Ragnarok coming out. I mean, y'all better fuck this
shit. I don't know if they know, but gamers are shit. They impatient like a motherfucker. Okay,
yeah, we rolling quick. I got Hitman on Wednesday too. Hitman 3. Shit. So,
sometimes you gotta move the fuck home. So
that's what I'm gonna do.
Well, you played it on the newer console compared to the other people that didn't. So. Yeah. I got my money back. I didn't give a fuck. So. I moved on that same day. I played an hour of it and said, I don't give a fuck no more. Yeah, so Cody, just stop hating on them. Stop sending them those death threats, Cody. I know that was you.
I get it.
Yeah, totally fuck them.
I'm just saying 100%.
I saw a lot of comments saying I don't.
Yeah, like I said, this is the worst launch in the history of media.
Oh ever. Yeah, it's worse than it's worse than The Witcher and Assassin's Creed Unity. And those two were bad or whatever shit, but this one's like way worse. This is like 1,000 times.
No, they ain't had a hype this game had.
Oh hell no! Assassin's Creed was just like, you know, that's another release. I mean, that was the first release. That was a release for the new Xbox One and
It was just
That was like
a new console. Yeah, so
yeah, that was like the new console. Plus, that was already a AAA title on its own. Whatever. I mean, that thing gets by on its name alone at this point. Whatever and shit. So and Unity, what? That was like the fucking 6th, 7th game of the damn franchise. Whatever and shit. So it's like it's already legit.
Yeah. It didn't have no badass E3 demo. It looked fucking amazing.
You mean the E3 demo?
I was like, where are all these people at? Why is the city so empty? What is this shit? That's my biggest problem with the game. The city's so fucking empty.
My buddy sent me a video. Every time he plays it, he shoots a dude, like this black wall appears around him. I said, dude, just stop playing. I said, just stop. Why do you keep playing this? Every time he shot somebody, this like black glitchy wall kept appearing in front of him and shit. That's just like I love how just everybody has like different problems though with the game. Like it's just not one issue though. It's like everybody has something unique with it. Like it's that special, right, Cody? I mean that makes
it. That is special. I don't know how special you want, but it's special.
$60 special, Cody. That's what it is. Mm. 70 for some probably. Shit, as far as I was reading those comments, people got that deluxe that was at like $200-something one, but I was like, oof.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oof. So that probably, those were the defenders, though, saying it wasn't that bad. It's like,
yeah, they were either playing on PS5 or PC, I'm assuming, right?
They were on PS4.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They were being ambitious. Give them a chance, Cody. I saw that comment. I was like, oh. So, people, we done here. We're getting out of here now.
That's a wrap.
Let's look up this game real quick. See if I can give some final updates on the Kansas City game here so we can see. We're in the third quarter. I thought it'd be over by now. 22-10, though. All right. Looks like Brown is still losing.
Yeah. KC will wrap this shit up soon.
Yeah. So, people, we're done here. We'll be, that's it. That's all. We'll see who makes it to the Super Bowl, I guess. Come on, Bills. Come on. Anyway, with that said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Mm.